Only two or three sentences are missing.
Av pleasure is original in Krishna himself. And in order to have pleasure, Krishna expands himself. And he expands into his pleasure potency, who is his female counterpart. And that relationship, male-female, is originating in Krishna's expansion as Srimati Radharani. This is the most sublime mystery of the Absolute Truth, that he is enjoying his pleasure pastimes with his pleasure potency. Unfortunately, we're not in much of a condition to properly understand this most intimate aspect of the Absolute Truth. Because we're competing with Krishna. We are, most of us, trying to enjoy as male or female, the opposite sex. And therefore, our intelligence is very much clouded. And when we hear about Krishna enjoying in a similar way, we measure it according to our standard. And we see Krishna as a competitor, or Srimati Radharani as a competitor. We may not express these moods, but this is why we are not yet ready to fully absorb ourselves in the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Because we're trying to enjoy imitation, loving relationship in the realm of mundane sex. When we give that up, then we will be able to properly understand and enter into full meditation. Anyway, just as a disclaimer to explain why we have some difficulty understanding these things. She's his counterpart, therefore, as great as he is, she has equal greatness in her own way. The qualities of Krishna are described actually originally by Rupa Goswami in the Bhaktivedanta Samhita Sindhu. But Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, especially for the benefit of those who don't know Sanskrit, he's written his Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali. Of course, we don't know Bengali, but Prabhupada has translated it into English for us. And there Sri Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is summarizing the teachings of Lord Chaitanya as recorded in books like Bhaktivedanta Samhita Sindhu and other books of the Goswamis that were written before Krishna's Kaviraj sat down and wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, like Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. These books form a lot of the substance of the philosophy that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is presenting. So Krishna's Kaviraj is telling us about the 64 kinds of qualities that Krishna has. And then, as an appendix, not coming from the Bhaktivedanta Samhita Sindhu, but from Rupa Goswami's other book, Ujjvala Nilamani, is a list of the qualities, 25 principal qualities of Srimati Radharani. So I'm going to read that, and then we can try to discuss a little bit. I'm going back to verse 85 as an introduction. At the end of the list of Krishna's qualities, the last four are described. I'll just read the English. Above Krishna, above Narayana, Krishna has four specific transcendental qualities. His wonderful pastimes, an abundance of wonderful associates who are very dear to him, like the gopis, his wonderful beauty, and the wonderful vibration of his flute. Lord Krishna is more exalted than ordinary living beings and demigods like Lord Shiva. He is even more exalted than his personal expansion, Narayana. In all, The Supreme Personality of Godhead has 64 transcendental qualities in full. Similarly, Srimati Radharani has unlimited transcendental qualities, of which 25 are principal. Sri Krishna is controlled by these transcendental qualities of Srimati Radharani. You won't read about this in the Bhagavatam, because Shukadeva Goswami had great respect for Srimati Radharani, but considered himself unfit to describe her glories, and therefore he doesn't even mention her name. Or another reason given by our acharyas is that he was afraid to mention her name, otherwise he would have lost control of himself and would not have been able to continue properly narrating. So he doesn't even mention her name in the Bhagavatam. What to speak of a detailed description of her qualities? Although if you read, say, the Brahmara Gita spoken by Srimati Radharani, then you can discern, with the help of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, other commentators, you can understand the qualities of Srimati Radharani from Shukadev's description. Although he doesn't even specifically say that it's Srimati Radharani who's speaking this song to the bee. But she is. Anyway, Rupa Goswami has made it explicit, the glories of Srimati Radharani, basically the whole book, Ujjvala Neelamani, which is even a bigger book than the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, focuses on the features of Madhurya Rasa. And the supreme ashraya, or devotee, who is the repository of Madhurya Rasa, is Srimati Radharani. So her glories are given ample description by Rupa Goswami in the Ujjvala Neelamani, a book that we don't have immediate plans to translate because the general public is not ready for it. Of course, we can do that later. So this is a quote from the Ujjvala Neelamani in Sanskrit given by Krishna's Kaviraj. I'll read the Sanskrit. Atta vindavaneshwarya kirtyante pravara gunaha maduriyam navavayash chala pangu jvalasmita charu sau bhagyare kadya gandod marita marava sangita prasarabhigya ramyavan norma pandita vinita karuna purna vidagda patavan vita Laja Shila Sumaryada Darya Gambhirya Shalini Suvilasa Mahabhava Paramotkarsha Tarshini Kukula Prema Vasatir Jagat Shrini Lasadyasha Gurvarpita Guru Asneha Saki Pranayita Vosha Krishna Priyavali Mukhya Santata Shravakeshava Bahuna Kim Gunastasya Sankhyatita Harerivo. Srimati Radharani's 25 chief transcendental qualities are: 1. She is very sweet. 2. She is freshly youthful. 3. Her eyes are restless. 4. She smiles brightly. 5. She has beautiful auspicious lines. 6. She makes Krishna happy with her bodily aroma. 7. She is very expert in singing. 8. Her speech is charming. 9. She is very expert in joking and speaking pleasantly. 10. She is very humble and meek. 11. She is always full of mercy. 12. She is cunning. 13, she is expert in executing her duties. 14, she is shy. 15, she is always respectful. 16, she is always calm. 17, she is always grave. 18, she is expert in enjoying life. 19, she is situated at the topmost level of ecstatic love. 20, she is the reservoir of loving affairs of Gokula. She is the reservoir of loving affairs in Gokula. 21, she is the most famous of submissive devotees. 22, she is very affectionate to elderly persons. 23, she is very submissive to the love of her friends. 24, she is the chief gopi. 25, she always keeps Krishna under her control. In short, she possesses unlimited transcendental qualities, just as Lord Krishna does. Naika, naika, dvi roshir alambana, she dvi shreshta radha vajendra nandana. The basis of all transcendental mellows is the hero and the heroine. And Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, are the best. Okay. So, in this Madhurya Rasa, transcendental love of Krishna and his Srimati Radharani and her expansions, there is no inebriety, no sense of selfishness, of lust. This is the difference between love and lust. In kama, or selfish desire, be it sexual or any other kind of material desire, you want your own pleasure and you exploit the object of your desire for your own gratification. That is kama or lust. Whether it is a lust for sex or a lust for power or a lust for comfort, that is kama, selfish desire. And pure love, which is never seen in the material environment. Pure love means to only want the happiness of the person who is the object of your love, and do not really care for your own happiness. That is complete selflessness and dainyam. It requires total humility. If a person is proud, he cannot have pure love. If a person is angry, he cannot have it. If a person is lusty or greedy, it's impossible. You have to be free of all these bad feelings and all selfishness. Free, totally. The devotees of Krishna are free from such qualities, but there are different degrees of love, different qualities of it, different rasas. And although you can say all rasas are equal in the sense that a person will be perfectly satisfied in any relationship with Krishna, servitude, friendship, parental love, or Madhurya Rasa, whatever rasa you have, that will perfectly satisfy you. So in that sense, they're all equal. But in a more objective sense, they're not. Each progressive rasa is superior to the one before it, includes all the good qualities of the previous one, and more qualities that the previous doesn't have. Madhurya Rasa is the topmost rasa. It is the most complete form of love for Krishna, and it requires and involves the most complete surrender of all selfish desires. The gopis have no material interest, no selfish agenda, motivation. And therefore Krishna feels most completely obliged to their love. This is a quality of pure devotional service. When it is expressed in pure love, Shri Krishna Akarshani Chasa. Pure devotional service in prema can attract Krishna and control him. Krishna is controlled by the devotees in Vrindavan in various ways. But the most complete control of Krishna is exerted by the gopis. They own him in a way that nobody else does. And of all those gopis, Srimati Radharani is the one who has the most control of Krishna. Controlled by love. Not the way we're controlled in the material world, by force, by intimidation, by monetary power, or military power. This is instead the power of pure love, where one, the loved, voluntarily submits himself out of gratitude. Krishna, talking to the gopis at the in the Rasa dance, confessed after he came back from his disappearing act and came back to the gopis, reappeared to them. They sat down and they lodged a few complaints, the gopis. Now, what was it about fickle lovers and how can you trust them and things like that? And Krishna apologized. He said, I'm sorry, you know, you've given up everything for my sake. Your families, your reputations, your position in society, your religious principles, you've abandoned everything for me. Now I'm in debt to you and I have no way to pay. You've given everything. I give myself to my devotees, but that's not enough for you. You know, I don't know what to do. All I can do, if I give myself, then I'm just giving you what I've given to lesser devotees. I have to give you something more, and I don't have anything more. Once I give myself away, there's nothing left. So you'll just have to remain in debt. You know, I won't be able to pay this debt. I'm insolvent. And you'll just have to be satisfied with knowing that you've done the right thing. You know, you'll have to pay back your own debt to yourself, because I can't do it. This is how Krishna feels. And with that attitude, he lets himself be controlled by such devotees. So in the loving dealings of Radha and Krishna, there is pure love in the most real sense. No selfishness. No idea of any interest other than giving Krishna happiness. So we should be very carefully warned not to imitate this very exalted attitude of pure love. If we do, we will make a mockery of ourselves and cause trouble to other devotees. If we falsely imitate the love of the gopis, when we don't have the qualification, when we haven't become sufficiently purified. But the basic attitude, the basic idea of selflessness and dedication to the happiness of Krishna, this we can practice on our own level, according to our own capacity. In our situation that we're in, we can always think, what can I do to make Krishna happy? You know, I'm not privileged to enter the rasa dance at this stage of my existence, but I can do some service for Krishna that might make him happy. It may be a humble, mundane service from some people's point of view, but if it makes Krishna happy, then I'm following in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani. And she will recognize us that we're trying to serve Krishna, and we're trying to make him happy. And if she sees anybody trying to make Krishna happy, then she marks that person and will make sure that Krishna also pays attention to that person. You know, we want to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, not in some cheap or ridiculous way that we're not fit to do. You know, we can't imitate the pure devotees who are directly entering these rasas. But by our service attitude, especially service to the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, we can attract the attention of Krishna's pleasure potency. And then she will recommend us to Krishna. Let's talk about trait like that. What was the song? When Radharani is happy with you, then your life is successful. Prabhupada sang like this. Prabhupada didn't usually tell us intimate things about Krishna and the gopis, because his guru didn't like to do that in public. You know, those who actually know the taste of these intimate dealings don't share them with materialists. You know, and therefore don't discuss these things in general public with those who don't have the adhikar. And Prabhupada certainly didn't talk very much about these intimate things with us. Some devotees like to. They dig up everything they can from any source they can find, authentic or not. But that is not necessarily chaste. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, although they are engaged in the intimate service of Krishna and the gopis, personally they have very intimate realization and deep intimate relationships on this level. But they don't make a public spectacle of it. You know, these things are to be discussed by those who have the adhikar, the right or the qualification to properly hear and appreciate. But we should be confident by being engaged, especially in the missionary activities of ISKCON, that we're getting the best opportunity to enter into these realms. Because this preaching work is directly the service of the gopis. You know, in the Tavakatamrita verse, they say, Bhuvi Granantiye Bodhidajana. The gopis recognize that the preachers, those who are on the face of the earth, are trying to spread Krishna's glories, that they're the most magnificent persons, most generous givers of charity. So it's recognized by the gopis themselves that this preaching work pleases Krishna. And that's what they want to see. What pleases Krishna? They want to see who is trying to please Krishna. So we can dedicate ourselves to Srimati Radharani on her birthday by trying to do something to please Krishna. That will make her happy. Otherwise we can go buy some gifts, recite some prayers, make some offering. But the real offering is an attempt to make Krishna happy, if we can do that. Hare Krishna. So we're going to be reading some more at 10 o'clock, a lot more. Gormohan has a program designed. Yeah. And anybody who has anything in mind that you'd like to say, we can add it at that time. Unless anybody wants to say anything right now. Okay, so we'll take a break now until our resumption at 10 o'clock, or? Okay. Shri Shri Radhastami Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Sorry.